feel like it's like the annual occurrence if you've ever seen Aaron play better, but considering everything going on around him, a whole line mixed up, the running backs, what more can a guy do?
That's what the great ones are supposed to do, and you know, and he's rebounded, had a couple rough throws in his mind earlier in the season, and now he's back on track and playing exceptional football.
Alex, with before the final drive there against Dallas, was there anything in particular, you know, you and Aaron were talking about on the sideline, or any sort of like last piece of advice you gave him just based on the situation?
Yeah, you just, in those situations, you get your guys ready for what we're expecting, you know, through your film study and your preparation. You know, that's an area that we put a lot of emphasis in, is the 2 minute, and you know, with Coach and Aaron and our quarterback room, we go through a long film process, and you know, we feel pretty prepared and ready to go, and we got a lot of what we expected, so we were ready, and Aaron was well prepared, and it showed. Made some tremendous throws, had some tremendous play calls. You know, just the runs in general, I thought were exceptional. You know, based on the fronts they were in and the coverages that were behind them, and I thought it was a great drive.
You're in that situation. You're down three. Are you thinking, let's think three first, and if we get far enough down, then seven, or is it the other way around, where you're thinking seven, and then when that isn't realistic?
Well, right? I think that's the normal thought process, is make sure you get the, you know, get the game to overtime first. But I don't know if that's how Aaron, you know, thinks about it. Once we crossed the 30, you know, I think we were thinking touchdown.
I asked him after the game, and he said, he said seven. He
was thinking seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Hey, Alex, I know you guys collaborate. I know all you offensive coaches get together. But correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the red zone guy this year, right?
Yes.
Were you the red zone guy last year?
Yes.
When was the last time you weren't the red zone guy?
Was that 4 years ago?
Because I know Mike sometimes changes the mind, mm-hmm. too, right? What's been the difference for you guys this year? I mean, as Aaron kind of put it yesterday, you guys have always been pretty darn good in the red zone, but now you've really been great. And he kept talking about scheme, which I know points at least in part to you.
Well, it's execution. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to. The guys making the plays. We'll try to get them in the right place to make the play, and hopefully we dial it up against the right coverages. But ultimately, it's those guys making the plays. I mean, that's a great compliment. You know, we're doing really well, and hopefully we keep going that way. But, you know, we've been together now. At least I've been in that area for long enough now, and I have a good feel. We've run this route into the ground. Maybe we should come back with a different variation. So it's a little bit of that, but it's ultimately execution.
Except for on the final play when he decides to run the same play twice, then it's...
I love that. I love players communicating like that. I love that Devontae wanted the ball, and I love that Aaron went right back to him. I mean, ultimately the game is played by the players. And in critical times, you think of the players, not of the plays. And that was just a great example of that. That's one of Coach's theories, and what a great, you know, it held true. You know, you don't think of the plays, you think of the players.
Alex, you've seen Aaron work with a lot of different players over the years, receivers, tight ends, running backs, et cetera. What have you seen in his development with Martellus, and how that dynamic has evolved?
It's always evolving. It's growing. You know, it's not something that comes easily, but it's definitely trending in a positive direction. You know, I think those guys are getting used to each other, body language. You know, just that. You know, how's the guy covering me? What type of throw am I expecting? You know, all that communication. That's a process that takes time. But it's, you know, they're obviously connecting more and more.
Alex, when you're facing that, you know, that double inside linebacker blitz, or at least the threat of that blitz, when you're Aaron, are you trying to actually decipher whether it's going to happen, or do you just have to sometimes just react to whether they're coming or not?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a little bit of both. You know, I think that you know, we can do things to help try to unfold what's going on. Schematically, but ultimately, you know, you just have to. The thing about that defense is, I just tried to explain it to my buddy. There's eight guys up and there's seven blockers, so you're always outnumbered by one if they decide to bring them all. So that's the problem. If you know, but that's part of the fact that they got to play empty pressure behind it and you know, go one on one outside. So any completion in a broken tackle is a big play. So it's a gamble for both sides, and you know, Coach Zimmer does a nice job of you know, bringing all different combinations of those eight men, you know, dropping linemen out, dropping backers out, you know, bringing them all. So there's a combination that's there, but we feel comfortable. Have, you know, seen it for so many years now that we feel like we have the tools that we need to be successful against it.
Hey, Alex, I know throughout the offseason, I think the last 2 years, a lot's been made of Aaron, you know, some of the changes he made with his workout, his diet, and all those kind of things. Now that you're actually in the season, is there any areas where you've seen that make a big difference for him, you know, whether it's with the scrambling or the
same? Yeah, I think the scrambling, you know, I think one of the things that that he's done this year is we've conditioned more, you know. I think he's in better shape than he's been in a long time. You know, one from the diet and two from the exercise that we actually spend time to condition during the special teams period during the week. That was a point of emphasis to make sure he's in tip-top shape and ready to go. And it's shown. You know, he's fast. He broke three tackles for 36 yards last week. He broke. So, you know, it's showing. He's in great shape right now. I think he feels great about where he is physically.
You know, I think of some of those hits that he's taken this year that have been real shots. Is there any way to avoid those?
Oof. Yeah, you'd love to, you know. You know, schematically, no, there weren't in those situations. But, you know, that's like I said, it's part of playing quarterback. You're going to get hit. You know, that's just part of the game. Just obviously like to minimize those, the big ones.
You know, that first play, the two-minute drive, Rodgers threw back shoulder, and then he said he was sick and barred on the touchdown. Is that just standard quarterback thinking, or is that Aaron thinking?
Well,
you know, one play, six plays later.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I don't know if it's standard quarterback procedure, but, you know, he has that innate ability to put the ball exactly where he wants it. If he wants to throw it back shoulder, back hip, you know, he can do that, and obviously throw it over the top. But that's something we work it a lot. You know, we have drills to throw back shoulder and drills that throw over the top, so we practice both.
What happened on the two-point conversion, that throw?
I think he just missed Jordy. You know, that was the big thing. I know, you know, Jordy made a move off the into the play, into the scramble part of the play, and was free in the back of the end zone. I think Aaron just threw it too high.
He sort of side-armed it. Was he trying to get rid of it really fast because it was opening?
I don't think so. I think he was just in an awkward body position and saw it pop real quick and you know, just let it go a little bit high.
Two more.
Alex, just to go back to that, the game planning stuff, and I know you don't want to give away secrets, but the process, what's that process kind of like, the collaboration, where, like, do you come up with ideas, you, like, do your study during the week, or, without giving away trade secrets?
Yeah, I mean, it's just generally... You know, Coach obviously has final say in everything that goes on, and everything has to be presented to him first. That's kind of how we do it. So I'll bring my ideas in. I'll meet with Luke and Coach Angelica and bounce some ideas off those guys and present it to Coach. And you know, a lot of things get in, a lot of things get thrown out. That's just the process that we go through. So we feel when we come on the game plan, the game time, we have the best plays available.
So that's on Tuesday that you're putting all the
Tuesday, time. Wednesday, you know, game plan nights.
Does the same with the third down stuff to you and Angelico
yeah.
And Charlie
Arnage. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would like to take credit, but it's all of us. And then ultimately execution. You know, I get a lot of great ideas from the other coaches.